You should know if you have this ship, according to Hananya, why is it not mekabel tumah? Because it's too big, you can't be metalkel when it's molly. What about if you have a ship that a person to move the ship is not movable? But if they shvarm, if you have axes pulling the ship, it could pull the ship through. Is that called metalkel or not? So it's rabbi, yes, that would be mekabel tumah. Rashi Hananya. The Yom HaSvina Matatelis Malaya Tmeya, it is Makabu Tumam, I feel like Matatelis Eli De Shvorim, even though only could be moved. When axes move it, Mirav Goydlo, because it's so big, have a total Tmeya. Still, that's called a total, that's Makabu Tumam, Achidish. He don't think it has to be Matatel only at the Odom. No, even a Shvorim can move it also. What's the Raya? The Tnan. Sholish Agoloi Sein. There are three different type of wagons. Asuya, one is Asuya Kedira, is Tameya Medrash. That's Makabel Tumas Medrash. Trashi Kedira means Ketzara, it's small, or Mokefes Mishol Stodin. It's closed on all three sides of it. It's only open on one side, the way to get into the wagon. It's Mela Matama Medrash. So Trashi, Shel Yeshiva Muchedesi. It's same with the sleep inside it. Since it's closed on all three sides, you can sleep inside this wagon, so it's Miyuchad Yeshiva. So if a Zav sleeps inside this wagon, it has a Tumas Medrash on it. Tumei Medrash. Kamita, let's say the wagon is open, it's just like a bed. Shrashi Shiyarucha, or Mitachtel Mekabelis Kamita Shel Or, Shein Bo Shum Nekev, it has no holes in it, but it has no sides to it either. It's just like a Mita. Then Mitama Tumei Meis. It's Mitama Tumei Meis. Shrashi Kloima, Mekabelis Shar Tumas Kulan Chutz Mitumas Medrash. Te Klihu Lekabo Tumma. It's the kli that's mekabel tumah, abul yeshiva any miyuchedis. It's not miyuchah this type of wagon to sleep on. She turn the boy from actia, because this type of wagon, since it's open on all sides, it just has a floor to it. So what are you carrying such a wagon? Your pramaktia, all your business, all your stuff you want to sell. The yaimalay amayv v'nasamachteinu. So somebody sleeping there, when you want to start going or want to fill up the wagon, you tell the guy, get out. I'm filling up the wagon with my stuff now. So this wagon is not miyuchah to sleep with. So that's the cloud by Tumas Medrash, which is like Mishkav, if a Zav sits on it. Hey, the Zav is not touching it. The Zav, like, there's a mechitza between him. He's wearing his begodim. Just that his weight is on top of it. It only has a Tumas Mishkav or Medrash if the Kli is Meyuchad Yeshivim. But if the Kli is aimed for something else, it has no Tumas Mishkav. But then look at Tumas Meis. That's what we say, it's Tumas Meis. Mishum di Ava Tumhu. Lachikom, Ava Tumhu, Ayidei Meis, Vloy Ayidei Zav. Not Ayidei Zav. Yeah. Medos doesn't have Tumas Mishka. Vaita Shel Avonim. Let's say this wagon is made to store holes in it. You move stones in this wagon. Then Torah Meklum. It's Torah Lagam, it's not called the Kli. So Asher Shel Avonim. Ho Asuyim Lohudach Vavonim. You have a wagon that's aimed to carry, to transport big stones. It's Torah Meklum. That's not called the Kli. Why is it Rashi? Eina Mekabele Shum Tumma. Lefi Shaprutza Mitachter. Avad that has no sides to it, it has no mechitzas on the sides, and even the bottom of it is not a straight piece of wood. It's a holy piece of wood. Nikovim Gedolim has big holes there. For like Klihu, to chol ha-kelim shurim k'rimayim. The klal is by Tumah, any type of a Kli that has a hole in it, that pomegranates could go through it, it's bottled the same Kli. Now this wagon you made to transport stones, big gigantic stones, so they're not marked but have small holes. They'll have big holes there. So even big holes to remind them is also awesome. Yeah. So mainly here, if you have this wagon that has that's carrying stones, mistam, the holes on the bottom of the wagon are very big. They come out a foot wide. So since they're big holes that remind them, pomegranates could go through them, that's the shear for the Makabel Tumah by Kalim. The Kli is not Makabel Tumah, right? The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, V'yem Yesh, but base Kibbul Remainim, but Shno, if this wagon, the holes are not so big, the holes could still be Mekabel Remainim in them, then it's Temeya Tomei Meis. It's Mekabel Tumas Meis. Trashi Vomer Rabbi Yochanan, Alma, Afagav the Shel Eitz, is Keshlasak, we're talking about this wagon that's made out of wood, and a Kli Eitz is Hukashlasak, Divina Metalta Molev Reikin. So since this wagon is made out of wood, Pshita Soni Mekabel Tumah, if it's movable, if you can move this wagon even when it's loaded. V'zu enim atatelis. Now you have a wagon that you're moving stones in it, big heavy stones. Now how do you move that wagon? A person himself can't pull that wagon, it's too heavy. Eli de shvarim. It's only movable. Are they axes? You have the shvarim moving the wagon. Come out to me, it's from a mace. And still we see it's called a kli. It's makabel tumas mace. So you see a kli that's only movable. Are they shvarim? It's still called a kli. So that's the raya to Rava. So mele konda chanan yosov. You have a ship that's only movable. Are they shvarim moving it? That's considered this ship could be moved. It's a kli eight that's movable. It's makabel tumah. If a mace or a sheretz, anybody touches it, it's makabel tumah. Right. Shloisha tevisin. Then it talks about three different type of a tevah is a chest. Three different chests. Tevah shepischo mitzida. One type of a chest is that you have the opening on the side of it. That's by the tamei medrus. That's mutama medrus. Drashi tevah shepischo mitzida tamei medrus. Lefisha meshameshes shchiva. People could lie on it. In malach, even when using it, shemishtam shembo derech pischo, v'ein tzorach leimu l'shechev oleh amoyd v'nas machtenu. Somebody wants to sit down on this chest and wants to go to sleep on top of the chest. We don't bother the guy because we want to empty out the chest and get inside the chest. The door is on the side. So since the pesach is on the side, if somebody's sleeping on top, gesuntay, sleep there. So now this is called meyuchid, to sleep or to sit there. We don't tell you go off. So now it's makabel tumas medrus. Milmala, Louis Suya, the door to open this chest is on top. So if you're sitting on top and we want to get in, we tell you, mister, get up, we have to get inside. So now it's not Miyuchad Yeshiva. It's Tumeya Tumemes. It's only Makabu Tumemes. But not Tumemedrish, because it's not Miyuchad Yeshiva. Trashi Milmala, Pischa Koisin Shalom, like our chest that's on top, is Tumeya Tumemes. Kleima, Nas Ava Tumeya Demes, Kishakola Kele Maruin Kabu Tuma. Shim Oil Hames Aleim, Nas Nava Tuma. When you shot Tumas, sword in heaven, it's also. It's just not Makabu Tumas Medrish. Because it's not Miyuchad Yeshiva, as we said. Because if you're sitting on top, we tell you, get off, we have to use the Kli. Right? We have Bo Bemida Tarimiklum. If you have a chest that's Bo Bemida, that you have to count it, measure it, it's Tarimiklum. What's this Lashon? Strashi, Habo Bemida. That means Teva Gedoyla. It's a way expression of saying a very big Teva. A Teva Gedoyla. She'ena mitatelis. It's not movable. V'yeshlo chalon, and it has a window milmala on top. Le'shtamish b'toicha. Use it on top. It's Torah meklum. Le'medrish lechazi. It's not roi for tumas medris. Why hoyel b'chalula milmala? Since the opening is on top. Ezeinu mishtamesh shchiva. You can't sleep or rest on top, because as soon as you stop resting, when we have to use it, we tell you get up. We have to get in there. Imalachtoi. U'l'shah tumas lechaziya deinu matelis maleya. It's not shatomes because it's not movable. Since it's such a big kli, play a sparish that Rashi maloshin boba mida. Rashi doesn't know why is it called boba mida. It should have said if you have a tremendously big teva, which is teva is a kli eight, it's made out of eights, and if it's tremendously big, it's not movable. So a kli eight is hukesh lasak. It's only makabel tum if the kli could be movable. Here, such a big teva, you can't move it. That's why it's torah. Rashi says, why does it call a loshin of boba mida? So Rashi lin niro al shem anshe midas klema shetzrichin lomad orkav rochvam. It means you're like a gigantic chest. The mamish, you have to measure how many feet long it is, how feet high it is. There's such a gigantic chest. Since it's not movable, it's not makabel tumah. Tana rabbonin medrus kli cheres tor. A kli cheres that a zav is medrus sits on is not makabel tumah. Kli cheres doesn't have a tumas medrus. Strashi medrus kli cheres tor. Shim yoshev olav hazav. If a zav normally sits on top of a kli that's miyuchad yeshiva, it's matamarit. It's not tumas medrus. Kli cheres is mufka. V'lo noga b'aviroi is tor. But if the kli cheres did not touch the avir, he didn't put his hand inside the kli cheres. Just he sat on top of it. It's tor. V'yenim etam mishun medrus. L'kam miyalef lo mikros. Soon we'll have a pasuk for this. A kli cheres, an earthly keli, it's only mekabel tum if the zav puts his hand inside the kli. Me'aviroi, the avro of the kli cheres is mekabel tum. But if the zav sits on top of it, he's not metamri. Rabbi Yosi yomar af svina. Svina has the same halacha. So tomorrow, my comma, what are you talking about? What does svina got to do with kli cheres of the medrus? And the gemara, my comma, omar rav zvid hochi comma. This is what I meant to say. Medrus kli cheres ishno. The medrus of a kli cheres. Toho. Medrus, like that's, this is the Brisa. That a klicheris is not makabel tumas medrus. O mage tomei. But if the zav touches the kli cheres, it's makabel tumah. Somebody touches it, it's makabel tumah. Usvina shacheres tumeya. Who adin a svina that's made out of cheres is also makabel tumah. Who kichananya like Chananya pshat. He learns pshat now mishnah. Why is the ship tor? Because the ship is doing it to kli eitz that's made out of wood. That's dumi the sack only if it's metaltal. Mashenk and a kli cheres is not dumi the sack. So the ship made out of kli cheres according to Chananya is makabel tumah. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Reb Yosi Yaimeno, af asvina Torah katana didan. Reb Yosi learns like our Mishnah, the Pashup Shana Mishnah, that why is a ship Torah? Because the ship, the Pasuk says, is dumi the yam. Just like a yam is not makabel tumah, who are then a ship is not makabel tumah. V'chol oifin. So even a ship made out of cheres is not makabel tumah. That's pshat in this brisa. The brisa says medrash kli cheres is Torah. Reb Yosi Yaimeno, af asvina is also Torah. As even though the ship is made out of a kli cheres, that according to Chananya, it is makabel tumah. But Reb Yosi paskens like our Mishnah, no. Any ship, be it used on the water, it's not makabel tumah. Maskel or Rapopo, mayaf, that's pshat, what's the lashon af? Like this has nothing to do with the din of a medrash of a kli cheres. A svin is a new halacha. Svin is not makabel tumah. The Mishnah says, because new pasuk, derech ani, blev yam. What does it do with a kli cheres? Mayaf. Elo amra papochi kom. This pshat in the brayso. Medrash kli cheres tor. Ishno if a zav sits on top of the kli cheres, it's not makabel tumah. There's no tumas medrash sitting on top of a kli cheres. Umagol tumah. Mashenken if the zav touches the kli cheres, as mag is matamrit. Vishal eitz. Let's say you have a kli made out of wood, then bein medrosoi, bein magoi tumah. Enoch nami. Wooden kli is makabel tumas medrash. Means if a zav is sitting on top of the kli, he's not touching it. There could be like 10 sheets on top of the kli, and the zav is sitting on top of them. That's called medris. He's on top of the keli. He's matambo the kliates. A kliate is makabel tumas medris. And who then if he touches it? Now a svinas hayardain toira ketana didan. That's what the Tanakhama says. Svinas hayard is not makabel tumas at all. Reb Yosi yema afa svina matamam. Even a svin is also matamam. Kichananya is also makabel tumas.
But the svina is on dry land.
No, so now the question before, as Rashi learned, my af svina al korchich torah mi magi koma. That when it says af svina, svina is tor, it means it's tor mi tumas maga. O my af holoitia tanakama kli maga kli mi magoi. The name of zuk yoisaboy. That was the first kasha. That svina is saying af svina is tor. Svinas Torah means it's not makabel tumah even b'magam. Even if you touch the svinas, not makabel tumah. So what are you saying af before with kli cheres? Avad the kli cheres. If you touch the kli cheres, it is makabel tumah maga. A kli cheres is just not makabel tumah medris. So what's this lashon af? So that's why the Gemara fixed it up. No, we're even talking about maga. So that's where Papa fixed it up. Hey, medrash kli cheres tor, or maga tor shel eitz, beim josh beim maga taka tomei, or svina sayad, then it's even talking about maga. Now for the Gemara, or medrash kli cheres, minol on the tor, how do we know this yisoid? That if you have a kli cheres and earthly keli, if the zav is sitting on top of it, it's not makabel tumah. How do we know the medrash of kli cheres is tor? O ma chizkid yom akro, vi ish ashe yiga be mishkovoi. Pasuk says a person that touches mishkovoi, that's a zav, touches like he's sitting on something. Is makis mishkavoy loy? Well, makis the mishkav means something the zav sits on to the zav himself, to the person himself. Mahu, just like the zav himself. If le tarib mikvum, a zav has a tarib mikvum. After he waits 7 days that he's Torah, he doesn't see any more zav, then he goes to the mikvum and he's matar himself. Is af mishkavoy? Who adim, when a zav sits on a keli, that we say the zav is mektama, the keli, it's only such a kli, the isle, maf mishkovi nami, isle tarib mikvah. Such a kli, that even after it's tama, you can put it into the mikvah. And if you do, a kli cheres has no tarib mikvah. A kli cheres, once it's tama, you have to be shover, you have to break it. There's no tarib mikvah. Therefore, that's the hekeshakron, that mishkav is only on something that has a tarib mikvah. But kli cheres has no tarib mikvah, it has no tumas medrash. The very Rabbi Yishmael Tona, another pasuk. Ki mishkav nidosa yelo. It says that the mishkav, after the zav sits on something, it has the same type of a tum of a nida. Just like if a nida sits on something, and she's metamrit, who adin a zav is metamrit? is makif mishkavalo. We're makif here the mishkav of a nida to the nida herself. His kemishkav nidosa yielo. It should be like her. Is mahi, just like a nida. Is lo atar b'mikvah, anisha, could be Torah. She goes to the mikvah. Is af mishkavah. Who are them when a nida sits on something? That we said is a tumas mishkav. By a nida, is nami, is lo atar b'mikvah. It's only a keli that has a tar b'mikvah. Lafuka klicheris. Mashenk and a klicheris, the less like tar b'mikvah. A klicheris has no tar b'mikvah. A klicheris, if it's makabo tumah, you can't do anything with it. You have to break it, that's all. Therefore, klicheris has no tumas mishkav. Hey, so one says the miyat is from Zav, and one says the miyat is by Nidah. But they're both hukash ladadi. So drashi mishkava yihu, they're mishkav huska kan, klicheres ain't lo tarva mikvah, they chsev yishavah, ain't lo tari elish virosan. The only way you matar a klicheres is by breaking it. So that's the hez, but that's why there's no tumas mishkav via klicheres. Let's go to more blight. Mosir Rabbi Loi, for Rabbi Loi Akasha. Mappets is a mat. A mappets is a regular mat. A mappets, you have a mat. Is b'meis minayin. How do you know if a meis touches a mat, that's makabel tumah? Drashi mappets shokanim. You have a mat made out of reeds, like a bamboo mat. B'meis minayin. Shutanei. The fisher mitzino shepsute kliyet toirim. Hilchura, this mat is pushed to pieces of reeds. They're pushed to psute kliyet. It's a straight piece of bamboo. So it's not makabel tumah l'chura. How do we know mitames b'mag kliyet toirim mitumes maga sheretz? That if a sheretz touches a kliyet, it's not makabel tumah or pushed to kliyet. A kliyet is only makabel tumah if it has a base kibul, if it can hold something. So minayin shekli. How do you know a kli though, even though it's a pshute kliyet, it's a flat reed, flat mat, but since this mat is roy to sit on and to sleep on, that's mekabel tumah smaga. How do we know something that's roy for mishkav is worse? It's mafetz for meis minayim.